Yesterday I mentioned that the Gemara later in Rosh Hashanah has a drush on the Pasuk, Elam Yad Hashem Shetikru Osam. The word Osam is written Chasavav. So the Gemara Darshan Shetikru Atem. Whatever the Bezin does is Chal even Betois. And it says three times, this Pasuk in Parshas Emor, Shetikru Osam. So the Gemara says, once goes afilu shogigim, afilu mutim, afilu mezidim. Even if they made a mistake in kol ha-terkula, if a tamachacham or a bez makes a mistake in psak, they reverse the psak. They made a mistake. The one and only exception to the rule is kiddush ha-chedush. So then the tzlach, tzion le-nefesh chai. Tzlach is a sefer by the Nodi Behuda and brachas and on beitza and psochim. So the tzlach writes at the end of brachas, towards the very end of brachas, that that halacha atem afilu mutim, only applies by Kiddush HaChodesh, doesn't apply to Iber HaShana. How does he know? Because the Gemara in the first Perek in Sanhedrin has a Machloikes HaTanoim. We had in our Gemara, the Bezdin has the right to make Iber HaShana for extraneous Tzorochim. So we said there's a Machloikes, Rashi and the Ram, what's called an extraneous Tzorach. So Rashi learned extraneous tarachim because the oily golem. Goli is his social necrom and kolmom. The Jews who are traveling from a distance got stuck in a flooding on the highways, or there's a snowstorm, and they invested so much time, effort, energy, and money, and then it's going to come out that they're going to miss the whole Hakrabas Korban Pesach. So we do a favor. You have to calculate how many people. Let's say people came in from America to spend Pesach in Yerushalayim, then they're going to make Odesh Sheni. So the people have to stay a month and a half instead of just 2 weeks, so that's not fair. So the Bezdin has to calculate how many people left, how many people is going to inconvenience. So sometimes you make Iber HaShana L'Tzorech an extraneous Tzorech. The year is normal. The year doesn't need Iber HaShana. The only reason why I need Iber HaShana is because the Golis is Sosh and Ekram and Mekomam, or because the Tanuri Psochim were destroyed in the rain or the snow in the course of the winter. So it's an outside tzorach. And then and Rashi learned, I think the Rambam says like that, that's an extraneous tzorach. And then the Rambam holds though, but you want to have Pesach and Chodesh Chag, Chodesh Aviv, and you want to have Sukkot Bizman Ha'asif, so that's not called an extraneous tzorach. That's what Iber HaShana is all about. And Rashi, I think, writes not so. Rashi writes even Mepneach Chodesh Aviv is also an extraneous tzorach. So Rashi seems to hold not like the Rambam, that it's not that the year has to be a solar year, just the months are lunar months. The year is a lunar year. That's a tzorach of the Yontif. You're allowed to make Iber HaShana for an extraneous tzorach. The extraneous tzorach is that Pesach should be in the Chodesh Aviv, that Sukkah should be Chag HaOsef. Okay, so you make Iber HaShana. You do Iber HaShana L'Tzorech. So the Gemara in the first parak in Sanhedrin has a machlokes hatanaim. What if they see that the Rav HaTzibur will be tamei meis by the time they will bring the Korban Pesach? How can it be the Rav HaTzibur? How can they can predict in advance? So the Gemara says, yeah, the Nasi Shemeis Hakol Kroivov. The chief rabbi is the Nasi. When the chief rabbi dies, Hakol Kroivov, everybody's related. The Gemara says, Hakol Kroivov, Sal Kadaitach, everybody's related to the Nasi. Everybody's related to everybody, but it's a distant relative. Everyone is obligated to attend the funeral. When the chief rabbi dies, everyone is obligated to demonstrate Kavod HaTorah to attend the funeral. So everyone is going to be tummy. So you have to have a lot of paraduma water. You have to set up stations all over Eretz Yisrael and do hazos shlishi shvi for millions of people. And they calculate the Nasi didn't die yet. They think he's going to die a week into Nissan. Then you'll only have a week to have everybody, have millions of people do Hazosh Shlishi Shvi. You won't be able to do it. So they see in advance that if they'll bring the Korban Pesach in Nissan, if they won't make it a Shana Muberes, now it's still Ador. If they won't make it a Shana Muberes, it's going to turn out that the Rav HaTzibur will bring the Korban Pesach Betum. The din is if the Rav HaTzibur is Tomei, he do bring the Korban Pesach B'tumah. But that's a machlokes hatanaim in the beginning of Yuma, Dav Zayin, whether Tumah Hutra B'tzibur or Tchuyah B'tzibur. What's the difference with the Hutra or Tchuyah? So the main difference is if Hutra means Heta Gomor, you don't even have to try to avoid it. If the Tchuyah means bekoshi hitira hatur. So if you can avoid it, you ought to. So what if there'll be ma'abed ashana mepnei hatuma? Is that a valid reason? So the Gemara says, if the din is that tuma duchuya betziba, that's a valid reason. So then the ibra ashana was litzarech. But if the din is that tuma hutra het tegomer, tuma hutra betziba, then it was totally shalol litzarech. So therefore the ibra ashana is not chal. So the tzlach is bothered with the kasha, but atem afilim mutim. Even if they made a mistake and they made Ibra Ashana, Kiddush HaChedush, it's Chal anyway. So the Tzlach says, don't you see from the Gemara that Atem Afilu Mutim does not apply to Ibra Ashana, only applies to Kiddush HaChedush. Kiddush HaChedush, that's Mishnah is later in Rosh Hashanah. But Ibra Ashana, that's the question. So the Tzlach proves from that Gemara that it doesn't apply to Ibra Ashana. So we mentioned yesterday the Minhas Chinuch says that it can't be correct. Because Rashi on Parshas Amor quotes from the Torah's Kohanim that you have two psukim, and really there are three, but Rashi only quotes part. You have two psukim that say the same thing. Why do you need it written twice? Once it goes on Kiddush HaChodesh, it goes on Ibra Hashanah. So Rashi quotes from the Torah's Kohanim, from the Sifra, that even by Ibra Hashanah, you also say Atem Afilu Mutim. So that was the Minchas Chinuch's kasha against the Tzlach. So I mentioned yesterday, Rav Soloveitchik gave a teretz. He said like this: normally, when you give a psak, there's a din Torah between Reuven and Shimon, and the Bez makes a whole calculation, and they say the psak is Reuven has to pay $5,000 to Shimon. Shai. So they don't incorporate the whole explanation for the psak. They just say Reuven is chayv to pay Shimon $5,000. In the back of their minds, they have a whole calculation. When you have a shadlan basa b'cholam, so they paskan that it's treif and you have to throw it out. So they say it's treif, or they say it's kosher. They don't incorporate, they write a whole tshuva and they put it on the file, but when they give the psak to the balabas, they don't say it's treif because of a whole pilpul, because then the mashah is kasha and the taisus and the mamshib say the teretz and the shach paskan like the mamshib. They don't give a whole pilpul. They say it's also, they say it's mutam shay. They have in the back of their minds the reason. When they make, so that's in Kol HaTorah Kulo. When you make Kiddush HaChodesh in Ibra Hashanah, the practice used to be, they used to incorporate the Tam HaPsak into the Psak. They used to say, we're declaring Shana Muberis because the goats are not fully developed yet, and you have to bring goats, Merakosam and Ezim Tikoch, you have to bring Korban Pesach. So there won't be enough goats. So they say, we declare Hashana Muberes, because we need another month, because Golis Yisrael, Shenekru Memkama, they have to incorporate the reason. Why did they do that? Why was that? Why was the Psak on Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra Hashanah different from Kol HaTorah Kulo, that here the practice would be they would incorporate the Tama Psak? And according to the Rambam, there is a concept in the first Perek in Sanhedrin of Sa'ad, when the Bezdin issues a Psak of Shana Muberes, so they incorporate the reasons for the psak. They write, it's not yet the springtime and Pesach is going to come out, it's going to be, it's in the winter and it's not correct. Pesach is supposed to be in the springtime. So that's a reason. And then sometimes they'll write, asad, an additional reason. So the Rambam holds the additional reasons are irrelevant. They could have made a Shana Muberes without that. Rashi learns sad means this reason alone is not valid reason to make Ibra Hashanah, but if you can mitzaref it with other reasons, as a sniff and another reason, then you can declare Shana Muberes. The Rambam holds Sa'ad just means the shmaltz up the letter, that the people will be happy, the tzibur will accept it. Why do you have to shmaltz up the letter? Doesn't give a psa. So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out this, he published many years ago. I think this may have been the first Yahrzeit Rasha that he gave after his father passed away. So he said it would appear that the Tosefta says, just like there's a din, in Bezdin goes and gzeira la tzibra and kain reba tzibra chodem lamad boy, Bezdin makes a gzeira de rabbana, the tzibra doesn't accept it, so the gzeira de rabbana falls apart by itself. You need, the tzibra should accept it, reba tzibra should accept it. So the same appears in the Tosefta and Sanhedrin with respect to Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra Hashanah. If the Bezdin makes Kiddush HaChodesh today, instead of making tomorrow, Shchodesh make today, they can either make the month that ended 29 days, so today will be Rosh Chodesh, make it 30 days, so tomorrow will be Rosh Chodesh. So the Bezim makes today Rosh Chodesh, and the Tzibur doesn't accept it, so the declaration of Rosh Chodesh is not Chal. And if the Bezim declared Shana Muberes, and the Tzibur rebels, and they say, we don't want a Shana Muberes, let's say Shnas HaShmita, and 13 months they have to observe Avodas HaKarka, it's difficult enough to observe Shmita for 12 months. We don't, so you're not supposed to make not to cause difficulties. So let's say the Bezdin will declare Shana Muberes and the Rav HaTzibur will not accept it. So the Tosefta says the Ibra Shana is not Chal. That's very strange. The rabbis give a psak and the Tzibur nah. The rabbi says it's treif and the Tzibur doesn't like it. So the psak is not accepted. What kind of a din is that? So Rav Soloveitchik explained the answer is that the Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra Shana really is done by Klal Yisrael. Bez Nagadol does it as representing Klal Yisrael. That's what he explained in his Yartzeit Drasha, the first Yartzeit Drasha, that there are two dinim, the two parshas of Bez Nagadol. One parsha Bez Nagadol is in parshas Shoftim. It says, Kipalimim Chadovel HaMishpah, the Kamtavi Elisa Lamak, and go ask the Bez Nagadol. Whatever they paskin is binding, Basasim Eladov, Shagid Lucha Yom Minismo. The Psak of the Bez Nagadol is binding. So when they're paskining Shailas and Halacha, doesn't matter whether the Tzibur likes it, they don't like it. The Bez Nagadol paskins, they're the Chachmei Torah, so the Psak is binding. Then there's another parsha in Bahaloscha, Esra Lishivimish, Ashayedati Kehim Zikne Ha'am Lishaitra, that the Bez Nagadol represents Das Rav HaTzibur. Means whenever there's a din that you need Das HaKoh, where do you need Das HaKoh? So there's a din, Kibush Eretz Yisrael, it's only Mekadesh if it's Kibush Rabbim. If it's Kibush Yochid, it is no good. So the Rambam in two places gives a different description of Kibush Rabbim. One place he says they did the Tzibur did the Kibush, the army, Jewish army was Kibush the area with the authorization of Bez Nagadol. And the other place the Rambam describes Kibush Rabbim, the army did the Kibush on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael. So the Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, why didn't the Rambam put the two conditions together in one place? Why does he write one condition in one place, one condition in the other place? So he thought, it's not that they're two different conditions. The real din is Kibush Rabbim has to be with the approval of the on behalf of the Tzibur, with the approval of the Tzibur. But they have to take a poll of all the people in the Tzibur. So if the Bez Nagadol authorizes, the Bez Nagadol is like the Congress in America. Congress represents Das HaKohol. So the Bez Nagadol has two din. One din, they pass in the halacha, they're the biggest Gedolei Ador, biggest Talmid HaChachamim. So whatever they pass in is binding, whether the Tzibur likes it or not. And then there's another din that the Bez Nagadol represents the Tzibur, Medigit, the Kibush Rabbim. So whatever the Bez Nagadol says, it's considered as if he have Das Red HaKohol. So then she pointed out this Tosefta in Sanhedrin seems to say that Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra Shana, the Rambam sheet is that it's done by Bez Nagadol. So it's not Bez Nagadol as the big poskim, it's Bez Nagadol representing the Das HaTzibur. He said, the Gemara says in Beitza that on Shabbos, the Nusach HaBrocha is Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos, both in Kiddush and in the Tefillah, in the Amidah, in the Shemana Esrei. What we call the Shemana Esrei. On Yontif, the Nusach Yontif, Rosh Chodesh, Nusach Mekadosh Yisrael, Rosh Chodesh, Mekadosh Yisrael v'Hazmanim, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Mekadosh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekadosh Shabbos. When the Ribono Shel Olam created the world, by Yivarech Elokim HaSeh Meshveh, by HaKadosh Oisai, the Ribono Shel Olam is Mekadosh directly, all the Shabbos is Basid Lovai, at the time of Bria Soilam. But who is Mekadosh Rosh Chodesh? Klal Yisrael is Mekadosh Rosh Chodesh. Rav Soloveitchik said, we don't say Mekadosh HaBezdin LaHazmanim, Mekadosh HaBezdin Rosh HaChodeshim, I say Mekadosh Yisrael LaHazmanim, Mekadosh Yisrael VeRosh HaChodeshim, Mekadosh Yisrael VeYom HaZikaron. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekadosh Klal Yisrael, and we in turn are Mekadosh the Yom HaTovim. We do it by having the Bez Nagadol do it on our behalf. When there's no Bez Nagadol available, then Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that Rambam seems to hold not that the Rambam writes that there's Halacha Moshe Sinai, that whenever there's a Bez Nagadol available, so the Bez Nagadol should appoint a Bez Nav 3 to take care of Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra Hashanah. When there's no Bez Nagadol available, then you have Kiddush Al Pi HaChesmon. So the simple pshat is it happens by itself. The Rosh HaChodesh happen automatically, and Shana Muber happens automatically, but that's not what it says in the Rambam. And not that it happens automatically. The Rambam says that today the Jews in Eretz Yisrael are the ones who are making it into Rosh Chodesh. By their observing Rosh Chodesh, they say Chatzi Halal, that's only a meaning. They daven Musaf, that's a din. They say Yalav Yavoy, okay. And they have Sudas Rosh Chodesh, whatever they do. So the Jews in Eretz Yisrael are the ones who are making it into Rosh Chodesh. So the Rambam seems to have understood that the declaring Rosh Chodesh and declaring Shonim Uberes is up to Klal Yisrael. The Bez Nagoro does it as representing Klal Yisrael. And that's why if they'll declare Rosh Chodesh or they declare Shonim Uberes and the Rav HaTzibah will not accept it, just like it goes in Gzeira HaTzibah and came Rav HaTzibah Cholam Lamed Boy, the Gzeiras have to flow from the Tzibah. If the Tzibah doesn't accept the Gzeira, the Bez, the Gzeira falls apart by itself. So too, the Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibar HaShana is really done by the Tzibah. When you have a Bez Nagol, Bez Nagol represents the Tzibah. But you don't have, so then the Kviyas HaMoyadois, the Kviyas HaLoh goes back into the hands of Klal Yisrael. Who is Klal Yisrael? So the Rambam writes, the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael. So the...
Wasn't there a machlokas in the Gaonim? I think Rav Sadia Gaon, the calendar, and Rav Sadia lived in Chutz Laaretz, and he was the one who Klal Yisrael decided to set the calendar like him and not like the Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael.
There were machlokas in, I'm not sure. I don't know. But the Rambam writes like that. It's the Jews in Eretz Yisrael. We today in Chutz Laaretz rely on the Hanhoga, the Nihug, of the Jews in Eretz Yisrael, they're observing Rosh Chodesh. They're the ones who make it into Rosh Chodesh. They're the ones who make it into Yom Kippur. I don't know. I got to find out historically what happened. There was some kind of an ace. I don't know. So Rav Soloveitchik explained that in Kol HaTorah Kulo, when a Chacham or a Bezin gives a psak, they have a reason for the psak, but they don't have to incorporate the reason into the psak. They just say the Basa B'chalav is Dreif. It's Tommy, it's Tohar, it's Asa, it's Muta, it's Pasal, it's Kasha, and Shai. They have a whole Cheshman why. In Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibar HaShana, they used to incorporate the reasons in order that the Tzibur should accept it. And according to the Rambam, Achleg is the Rambam Rashi, according to the Rambam, there's a concept of Sa'ad that you schmaltz up the letter that the Bez Nagoral sends to the public that they declared it, the Shana Mul Beres, by putting in reasons that are really not even Mitztaref. They really don't count. You can't make it Shana Mul Beres because of these reasons, but you put these reasons in the letter so the Tzibur will accept it, because we need the approval of the Tzibur. If the Tzibur doesn't go along, the Tzibur says that it's not called. Rav Soloveitchik said, maybe that's the answer to the Tzlach's Kasha. When do you say Atem Afilu Mutim, that even if the Bezdin declared Rosh Chodesh by mistake, witnesses came, they say they saw the moon. Okay, we say today's Rosh Chodesh. Then it turns out that they were lying. They gave Vedi Sheker. But we didn't say we're Paskin today's Rosh Chodesh because the witnesses came. They just said, Mekudesh HaChodesh, Mekudesh, Mekudesh. They had in the back of their mind where they're declaring Rosh Chodesh because the Eidim came. But they didn't say that. But if they would say that, they say, this year is a Shana Mul Beres because Rav HaTzibur will be Tomei. By the time now, it's the end of Adar. They say we can predict the Nasi is on his deathbed. He's going to die in another week in the middle of Nisan, and the Tzibur will not be able to become Tohar. There are too many people because everybody will attend the funeral, and we don't want to have Pesach Haba Betume because it's preferable to have it B'Tahar. So the Gemara says if you hold Tuma Hutru B'Tzibur, that's not a valid reason at all. And they incorporate the reason in the psak. They say, we are making the Shana Mul Beres because of X, Y, Z, because the Rav HaTzibur will be Tomei. We don't want to bring a carbon Pesach Betumah. So if that's not a valid reason, comes out the whole psak, Minei Yubei. In the psak, you incorporated the reason for the psak. So the whole psak falls apart. When they say, Atem Afilu Mutim, if the psak is based on an error, the Kiddush HaChodesh and the Ibar HaShana Schal anyway, if the error wasn't mentioned in the psak, but the practice was when they made Ibar HaShana, they always incorporated the reason for the psak in order that the tzibur should accept it. So
So why should that? No, there shouldn't be worse than mezidim.
Mezidim means that they postponed the Pesach because their child is going to be bar mitzvah and the kid is not ready. But they didn't say that. we're postponing, we're making all the sheni because my kid doesn't know his parsha yet. He doesn't know his pshetel yet. He doesn't incorporate that. But if mezidin, if they're going to be mezid, they're going to make shanim uberes and give a reason that's a false reason, that's an incorrect reason, then you can't say atem afilu mutam atem afilu mezid. If it's in the back of their mind, the reason, and it's an incorrect reason, so then you say it's chal even betos. But if the reason was incorporated in the psak, they said, we're making shanim uberes because the rav atzibu will be tummy, we want to avoid that. So that's not a, if you hold hucha, that's not a valid reason. So it comes out the psak itself has a toys in it, not that the toys in the back of their minds. That's what Rav Soloveitchik suggested. He said, based on the Gemara in Nozir, there's a machloikas, I think it's called Perek Beishamai, machloikas Beishamai and Vizilo. So Beishamai are of the opinion that Hegdush toys have the Hegdush. If a person is Magdush, a person is a multimillionaire and he declares he has a lot of money, he way more money than he needs to live, and he's magdish 1,000 animals. Then he finds out after he's magdish 1,000 animals as a carbon oiler, the whole thing is going to be burnt on the mizbeach. He finds out that he just lost all of his assets. He's penniless. All he had were 1,000 animals. And those 1,000 animals, he just gave away to Hegdush. Now he's left penny, has nothing. So that's a hakdosh b'tor. So that's a machlokes b'sham and b'sil. So we passing like b'sil hegdish tos lo havi hegdish, and b'sham I hold hegdish tos havi hegdish. Where did they come up to say such a din? So there is an institution in the chumash of tmura. The fellow wants to say harezu tachazu. He wants to exchange the carbon instead of on this animal. Whether it's better or worse, whatever he wants to switch. So the Torah says you're not allowed to do that. If you say harezu tachazu, we give you malchus, and the din is v'ha'yehu smarosa yiyakodesh. Both animals are kodesh. If the fellow would have realized that he's not going to get away, he made a mistake. He thought that it's going to work. He's going to switch the kedusha from this animal to that animal. If he would have realized that they're both going to be kodesh, he would never have said in the first place, I raise the tachazu. He didn't intend to give two animals. He wanted to switch the second one instead of the first one. And nonetheless, the Torah says, oh, you who is marosa, yeah, kodesh. So Beishamah derived from the institution of Tumor, the hegdish, but Torah sabi hegdish. He still said, you can't learn tchilos hegdish, misof hegdish. That's the question, why, what does that mean? What's the reason for Bisil? But Beishamah hold hegdish, Torah sabi hegdish. And Nazir, it says, Kodesh Yeh, Gadol Peres HaRosha. So the Ned of Naziris is like a Ned of Hegdish. So if the person said Hareni Nazir by mistake, he thought that his wife, he has, let's say, 10 girls, and he wanted a boy. And his wife just had a baby, and the nurses told him by mistake, his wife just had a baby boy. He's so excited, he wants to thank the Rebbe Shlomo, and says, Hareni Nazir. Then the doctor comes out and he said, no, your wife just had an 11th baby girl. And he's very disappointed. And he said, oi, but I was only Mekabel Naziris because I was so appreciative that the Rabban Shalom gave me a boy after 10 girls. That's why I accepted Naziris. If I would have known that it's another girl, I would not have accepted Naziris. Yeah, Mishnah is like that. The guy said, I really knows him, tell it ishti zocher. I really knows him, tell it ishti nikev. He wanted one kind of a baby and he got the wrong kind of a baby. So people would accept Naziris as an expression of gratitude to the Rabbanu Shalom. So that's a machlek, Bishamei Bisil. So Bishamei Hob, Hegdush Tos Habi Hegdush, and Naziris B'Tos is also a chal, because Kodesh Yeh, Kabbalas Naziris, is also like an act of Hakdosh. So the Gemara has there the beginning of Perek Beishamai, when the Mishnah records this machlek, Bishamei Bisil, about Hegdush Tos and Naziris B'Tos, it's a Masechus Nazir, towards the end of the Nazir, Perek Beishamai. There's a perik Beishamai in Zvachim also. It's a different perik. So the Gemara explains there, Hegdush Tos Habi Hegdush, according to Beishamai, Tos is not Mevatel Hegdush. He thought he's a multimillionaire. He used to be a multimillionaire, and he thought he has so much money, and he's donating 1,000 karbanos oiler that he's going to get nothing from. The whole thing is going to be burnt. Then he finds out later he just lost all of his assets, and all he has to his name is the 1,000 animals. His mount is an animal, he's left with nothing. So that's the case. He didn't say part of the net and his ears. The mistake is in the back of his mind. He thought he's multi-billionaire and he can donate 1,000 oilers. But what if he says, he thought the first animal that's going to walk out of the house is going to be a white animal, and that's a nice thing to be makdish a white animal. So he said the first animal that walks out should be a carbon oiler. Then it walks out a black animal. So that would be a shadow, b'shama b'silv. He thought it was going to be white. If he would have realized it's going to be black, it would not have been makdish it. So that's a mistake. So that's a machlokes b'shama b'silv. But what if he says the first animal that walks out is going to be white and I'm magdish it, and it turns out the first time walks out is black. So the Hagdosha has a mistake, minei yubei. So then the Gemara says, even Meshama would say the Hagdosh Tos is not chal. Yeah, not the mistake is in his mind. He made a mistake in calculations for the reason for the neder. He made a mistake in the neder. He says the white animal that's going to walk out next should be Hagdosh. Turns out there are no white animals walking, only black animals walking out. So even Meshama agree. And whenever the mistake is in the Hagdasha, then it's not Chal. So as Rav Soloveitchik said, that by Iber Hashana, it's in a certain sense, it's right what the Tzlach said, in Iber Hashana and Kedush HaKedush. But it's not because it's a fundamental difference, rather because in Iber Hashana, the Bezn always used to put in the reasons for the Iber in the declaration of Iber so that the Tzibur would accept it. So whenever the mistake is Mamish in the Psak, then everybody agrees that the Kiddush HaChodesh and Iber Hashana is not Chal. That was Rav Soloveitchik's teretz, okay. Yesterday, though, we mentioned we should take a look at the bottom of Tosfos Isha and Rav Amar based upon Tosfos Isha. So I mentioned there is a Gemara in the beginning of Perek Eved Megalcha, the third Perek and the last Perek in Moed Katan, as all the dinim, most of the dinim of Avelus appear there in that Perek. The Chasam Sofer writes, and it's true that they used to have a minig. Someone sent him a shayla in Hilchos Avelus. So he waited a few years till he answered. And he writes that the minig is that you don't sit and learn Perek Eved Megalchin because it's all about Avelus. So now he, a relative of his, died and he's sitting Shivas, and now he's learning that Gemara, that he's going to write a tshuva. That doesn't help. He read a tshuva years after. The shayla was time sensitive. The other person needed the tshuva 3 years ago. So that's what the Chasam Sofer writes. They had such a meaning not to learn Eilam Megalchen. So Leitchik used to give shiurim in yeshiva on Eilam Megalchen. So Mendel Zaks, who was the son-in-law of the Chafetz Chaim, he's the one who gave Dr. Belkin smicha in Radin. He gave all the people smicha. The Chafetz Chaim didn't give the smicha. Mendel Zaks was the Rosh Yeshiva. He gave the smicha. So Mendel Zaks used to be the bochein in the yeshiva. Dr. Belkin invited him because that was his Rebbe. He gave him smicha in Radin. So he was upset why Rabbi Soloveitchik is saying Shir and Eilam Megalchen. The Chasam Sofer says the meaning is that you don't do that. Rabbi Soloveitchik said that in Valozhin, YU is patterned after Valozhin. It was a combination of two yeshivas, Eitz Chaim and Shivas of Eitz Chaim. Eitz Chaim was the name of Valozhin. So he said in Valozhin, they learned everything. They learned from Brachas to Nida, they went in order. And they gave Shir and Eilam Megalchen also. And they mentioned, Rabbi Soloveitchik mentioned, there's a in Sefer Hasidim. He says that sometimes there are certain prokim that are like a meis mitzvah. A meis mitzvah, no one's going to be metapel in the kvuris. Even the kain gadol is allowed to be metapel to a meis mitzvah. So the Sefer Hasidim writes there are certain parts of Gemara which nobody ever learns. He says, L'moshel perik ele megachin, or zvachim and menachis, the mesichtas of kachim, nobody ever learns. So he says there's a special added mitzvah to learn ele megachin. It's like a meis mitzvah, so it's a bigger mitzvah to learn that. So Rav Soloveitchik used to give shiurim on avelus, used to give shiurim on kachim also and everything. So so in the beginning of Perek Eved Megalchen, the Gemara has, how do we know this din in the Mishnah, that one who's in the middle of Shiva doesn't observe Shiva on Yontif? Or let's say, HaKoybis Mesa Beregel, someone dies and is buried on Yontif, a Chalamoid. Shabbos and Yom Kippur, you don't bury anybody, even Al Yidei Nochrim. On Yom Tifrishin, you bury Al Yidei Amimim, and on Yom Tifrishin, you can bury, if need be, Afilo Al Yidei Yisrael. So if, let's say, someone dies and is buried on Yom Tif, Yom Tifrishin, Yom Tifrishin, Chalamoid, so one doesn't begin Shiva till after Yom Tif. Why not? So the Gemara says, because you have a conflict, there's a steer over here. The mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tif is in contradiction to the mitzvah of Avelus. So we have a klal esed derech l'esese, but we have also a klal ein esed derech esse. One esse is not derech another esse. The Gemara says on the last daf in Chulam, because why is ein esed derech esse? Because my ul may high esse, may high esse. How can you determine that this esse is stronger? Ale means stronger. How can you determine that this essay is stronger than that essay? That one essay will be derech the other. If one essay is a kiyum essay, one essay is an iser essay, so then the minchas chinuch every 50 pages quotes a sheet of mukubetzes and ksubas like that. That there's a din essay derech alois essay. So if you have a lav habo mechlal essay, that's a like alois essay. So just like essay derech alois essay, so an essay, a kiyum essay, can be derech an iser essay. But then essay derech essay, mayom mehayesem mehayesem means that both essays are a kiyum essay. So mayom mehayesem mehayesem, simchas yontav is a kiyum essay. It's a mitzvah to do simchas yontav, and avevus is a mitzvah essay to observe avevus essay. Tata disaster, you can't observe both at the same time. Either you're observing one or the other. So the Gemara says the klal. Simchas Yontav is all of Klal Yisrael observes it, and Avelis Evel Yochad Asi Loch. Avelis is an Esed Diyochid. So the Esed De Rabbim, Asi Esed De Rabbim, Medochi Esed Diyochid. The Esed of Simchas Yontav takes precedence over the Esed of Avelis. So the Rishayim asked a question there. Why did the Gemara have to give that reason? Asi Esed De Rabbim, Medochi Esed Diyochid. More could have given a better explanation. Asi Esed De Raisa, Medochi Esed De Rabbanan. The Gemara says many times that Avelis is only the Rabbanan, and Simchas Yontav is a Pasuk in Chumash. So why don't you say Simchas Yontav is a mitzvah deraisa, a mitzvah deraisa is derech a mitzvah derabban. So some Mishanim said, because there is no such klal. It's not true. Sometimes once in a while you have Esi derabbanan, which is derech and Esi deraisa. There isn't such a klal automatically. And Esi deraisa always takes precedence over Esi derabbanan. And how do you know it's not so? So one of the rice they bring, how do you know that you have to sometimes an Esed Rabban and is Deich an Esed Eraisa? So the Gemara says in Maseches Brochus, on one occasion I think Rav Lozer came to Shul, Tana came to Shul, I think it was Rav Lozer, and there was no minyan, there were only 9 people. He was Meshachar, his Eved Kanaini, and Eved Kanaini cannot be mitzarf to a minyan. Nosham Avon Eved Tana, but not mitzarf to a minyan. So he was Meshachar, the Eved Kanaini, to make a minyan. So the whole din of tefillah b'tzibur that you need a minyan for davish b'kedusha, the pashtos the rishonim assume that that's only a din derabban. Tefillah b'tzibur, whenever you need a minyan, there's a din of davish b'kedusha needs a minyan. There's a din deraisa that's by yehorig val yaver, yehorig val by the gimel aberus achmuras avodizor gileraisa shvichas damim. So there's a din yehorig val yaver even b'tzina you're not allowed to violate. But then if the nochri wants me to violate Chilul Shabbos, he holds a gun to my head and he says I should be Mechalel Shabbos, otherwise they're going to kill me. So there's nothing to give a lot of Achamuris, but then the din is, if it's Befrahesia, if Nei Afsor in Yisrael, so then the din is that it's Yehorig Val Yava. So then that's a real din deraisa. There, when Igdash to Besoch B'nei Yisrael, you learn the Gzer Shabbat Toch Eida, that you only say Yehorig Val Yava B'fnei Asor. So that's a din deraisa. They called the tikkun rabbanan, came deraisa tikkun. So mid rabbanan, they made a din that whenever you want to have kriyas atayim, whenever you want to have baruch and kaddish kedusha, you need a minyan of asora. That's a din derabbanan. Called the tikkun rabbanan, came deraisa tikkun. Moshe Weinstein writes in one of the tshuvas that there's an opinion in Shulchan Aruch that many people used to rely on for many years, that if you have one katan, you have 9 people at bar mitzvah, and one child is before bar mitzvah. So you can mitzvah one cotton to the minyan. So Moshe said that's only by the davish b'kedusha to have chazar sashatz and kriyas atorah, kaddish kedusha bocha. That's only a din derabbanan. So that's why the rabbin and tam is mekel. But for yehorig val yava purposes, no one would say that the cotton is mitzarif. Or the Mishnah Berurah quotes as one opinion the rishonim that didn't even make it in Shulchan Aruch that one woman could be just like one cotton could be mitzarif. One woman could be mitzarif to the minyan also. So the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha said the Shulchan Aruch didn't even quote that opinion. So that opinion, the one woman can be mitzvah, that's only for the Dabash and Bigdusha, for the Din Derabbanan, for Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu. But for your by Yavah purposes, no one would say that one woman is mitzvah and he has to give up his life. One cotton would be mitzvah. Okay. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Lezer was Meshachar his Eved to be mitzvah to the minion, because an Eved is not mitzvah to the minion. In order to be able to have the davish b'kedusha. So the Gemara asks Akasha, but a Meshachar, there's a machlokes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, a Meshachar Avdoi, it says, L'yolam Bohem Tavoidu. It says, if you have an Eved Ivri, you have to send him out when it reaches Shesh. I bought him for 6 years. When the 6 years are up, I have to let him go. Or when it comes Yom Kippur Shal Yevel, whichever comes first. But in every kind, you only set him free if you knock out Shem V'Yayin. But he doesn't go free B'Shesh and doesn't go free B'Yevel. So the Pasuk says, L'Elam Ahem Tavoidim. So that's a machlokes of Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel holds the Elam Tavoid is a Rishus. If you want to, you can keep him forever. If you want to, you can feed the Avikneini. And we pass on like Rabbi Kiva. The Elam Tavoid is a Chayva. The Gemara says in Seita, the Gimel Amanap, there are three psukim, but there's a machlokes of Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, whether it's a Rishus or a Chayva. So it's in Seita. So the Pasuk, Avra Labru Akina Bikina Yisishtai. So Rabbi Kiva holds that that's a Chayva. If the husband is suspicious, he has grounds to believe that his wife is acting improperly, she's having an affair with somebody else. So it's a chayva, bikini asishtoi. Chayva, he has to warn his wife, al tistrei and mishploni, because I don't trust you, I think you're violating the din of lysinov. Rabbi Shmuel says, bikini asishtoi is rishus. And the second pasuk, but there's a machlokes, is l'alamam tavoidu. And the third pasuk is that it says, a koyin is not allowed to be mitam l'meisim, unless one of the seven krayvim. And says if it's a sister who's never married yet, lo yitamo. So Rabbi Shmuel says if he wants to, he may attend the funeral. Rabbi Kiva says lo yitamo is a chayva. Mechayv to attend the funeral. Chayva. That's where Taisus and the Rishonim ask a question. We all assume there's 613 mitzvahs. So Rabbi Shmuel only has 610. He's missing three. He takes these three. He says it's Rishus. Or Rabbi Kiva has 616. That's three more than Rabbi Shmuel. What's going on? So the Rishonim say, Mistama, there must be three other mitzvahs that Rabbi Akiva doesn't believe in. Rabbi Shmuel holds that there are three more. Okay. So the Gemara there in Brachas tells this story about the Maaseh Rav Elazar came to the Beis HaKnesses and there were only nine people. Mishachar Avda. So the Gemara says, you're in violation of the other man to avoid the kind of Akiva. Mishachar Avda, over be'esef, you're free and have a k'naini. If you have a dibri, there's no iser. If you have a knaini, you're over on the yeser, the other man to avoid them. So the Gemara says, since he did it by Makam Mitzvah, so it's mutter. Why is it mutter? I mean, also essay, the Dovish of Bigdusha, the essay of Dovish of Bigdusha is the essay of the other man to avoid them. So the Pashtus says that the Dovish of Bigdusha is only a din de Rabbanan. So you see that sometimes a mitzvah de Rabbanan is the mitzvah de Raisa. So maybe so we're not so convinced in the first part. We're not so convinced that such a cloud exists. That whenever there's a conflict between a mitzvah deraisa and mitzvah derabbanan, the mitzvah deraisa always takes precedence. Maybe it's not so. Maybe the Gemara says that the essay of Tefillah B'Tzibur, which is only the rabbanan, that the davar shebikdusha, while sor is only the rabbanan, that's deichem, the issa deraisa.
Maybe. Sorry,
I don't know. You see, even though there's an opinion that an Isha is Mitztarev, one Isha is Mitztarev to Aminyan, but one Eved is not. Apparently, an Eved is a lower level than an Isha. Rav Soloveitchik used to say, we learn Lo Lo Meisha. Chuf Shel Anitan Lo says by the Shivcha, and it says, V'chasol Lo Sefer Krisa. So Lo Lo Meisha tells you two things. It tells you, number one, that the cost of loss safe increases means the gap has to be written in Shema. And there it says, Chuf Shel Anitan Lo means that he wasn't Meshach the Shivcha Knainitz with the Shtar. We interpret Lo La Misha, Gzera Shava tells you that the way to be Meshach the Shivcha Knainitz is with the Shtar, and the Shtar has to be written in Shema. So that's one din you learn at Lo La Misha. Then there's another din that just like a woman is not Mechuyiv in Mitzvah Shazman Grama, so Eved is also not Mechuyiv in Mitzvah Shazman Grama. The original pasuk is by Yisha. You learn that Lola Meisha by Yabiknai. So the Rav Soloveitchik pointed out when you look in the Rambam, it seems that it's not identical. And Yisha has a full Kedusha Sisra, but she has an exemption from Mitzvah Esesh as Bangram. That's why Moshe Feinstein writes like that also. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Tel Bnei Yisrael Atem Tiyuli, Amlechas Kainim Egoi Kadosh. He said, Kosam Lebeis Yaakov V'Sagir Lebnei Yisrael. The Sama of the Beis Yaakov means the women. The Sagan of the Nesal means the men. Rashi HaChomish quotes it from the Mechilta. And he said, Atem Tirli, Mamlech HaSkainim V'Goy Kadosh. You see that the women have the same level of Kedusha as the men. And Kedusha always means Kedushana B'Mitzoyis V'Tzivano. So how can it be that the women are potter from certain mitzvahs if they have the same level of Kedusha? So the answer is they have the level of Kedusha, and the Rabbeinu Tam holds they can say a bracha because it's not a lie. It's true, Kedushana b'min sosa v'tzivanu, except they have an exemption. If they don't want to, they don't have to. But in Evet Kanaini, you learn out Lola Misha, not the same. According to the Rambam, Evet Kanaini has a mikzas Kedusha Yisrael. With respect to them, it's a sesa shazman grama, he's dina kigoy. He doesn't have a Kedusha, so not the same. If the Rambam would have agreed, but the Rambam happens not to agree with Tosfos. The Rambam thinks that a woman cannot say a bracha when she takes a lulav and when she sits in the sukkah. But he said if the Rambam would have agreed with Tosfos that with the Rabbeinu Tam that a woman can recite a bracha when she volunteers a mitzvah as man grama, it would only be by Isha. Eved wouldn't be able to say a bracha. Tosfos happens to say beferish that just like the Rabbeinu Tam says, a woman can say a bracha and a zman grama, Eved can also say a bracha. Because Tosfos disagrees with that Rama. Tosfos holds that the Eved has a full Kedushas Yisrael, but because man is an Eved, if he does Monte, he doesn't have to do the zman gramas. But from the Rama is mashma, that the Eved, he doesn't agree with that. The Rama is mashma, the Eved has an incomplete Kedushas Yisrael. He only has Kedushas Lachatzoyin. With respect to the Lois Esse and with respect to the Esse She'en Azman Grama, the Eben has a Kedusha itself. With respect to the Mitzvah Esse, Azman Grama, in the Chal and Sobat Dain Lohigia, he doesn't have a full Kedusha Yisrael. Rav Soloveitchik would always say that. The statement wasn't accurate because the Rambam holds that women never say Bracha and Azman Grama. The Rabbeinu Tam holds that Eben can also say Bracha. But he meant what he said was if the Rambam would have agreed with the Rabbeinu Tam, which he doesn't, the Rambam would have agreed with the Rabbeinu Tam. And he would have said a woman can recite a bracha and a mitzvah says as my grandma, that would only be by women, because it's true, every word of the bracha is true. Asher kedushana b'mitzvah yisavitz yivonu, al natil asluvav, they just left out. And also, uftaron, if they don't want to, you don't have to. Well, we have the full kedushas you saw like the men. But in Evek Naini, according to the Rambam, has a beferish. The Rambam says Evek Naini has an incomplete kedushas you saw. So again, so Taisus. Yeah.
Isn't Yom Tov Atzei and Lois Atzei? So Alstata shouldn't be Doicha. Avela shouldn't be Doicha.
Meloche on Yom Tov is both an Esse and a Lois Atzei. The Gemara said that is correct. But here we're talking about Simcha. Simcha Yom Tov is an Esse, it's a Machta v'Hagecha. So the Rishonim may ask, why does the Gemara give this new reason? Asi Esse deram Doche Esse deyochid. Why does the Gemara say Asi Esse deraisa v'Doche Esse derabonim? Simchas Yom and Avelis is only the Rabbanim. If you assume that there's such a cloud, so Tosfos is not so sure that there is such a cloud.
But again, Yom Tov is an Asiv Lo Yisase, so that's the reason that Avelis is not Doichet.
No, Yom Tov is an Asiv Lo Yisase with respect to Meloche, the Gemara says. But with respect to Simcha, it's only an essay. There's no Lo Yisase. If you don't do Simcha Yom Tov, you violated an essay, but you didn't violate a Lo Yisase. So Tosfos,
there's two. You can't compare the two. By the Eved, it's mitzvah the Rabbin because it's tefillah, a tefillah b'tzibba. But simcha, there's no simcha the Rabbin. It's each individual of the tzibba. You hear what it's. To me,
you're not happy with the Gemara says that though.
I'm sorry,
but the Gemara says that. The Gemara said the reason why.
I understand what the Gemara, but I don't understand it.
Good, it's a very good question. Okay, why is it called Essay de Rabbi? Each individual person. Okay, it's a very good question. You got to think about it. Good. The Tosfos raises the possibility. Maybe there is such a cloud that Osi Essay de Rais of Doche Essay de Rabban. So yes, why did the Gemara give this new reason? Why don't they say? So the Rishonim split and they give two answers. So the Baal Tosfos will say, because Simchas Yom Tov is only deraisa, bismasha beis hamikdash hayakayam, and the only way to fulfill Simchas Yom Tov is b'bsar shlomim, by eating karbonis. And what the Gemara says, that the husband fulfills Simchas Yom Tov by buying his wife a new dress, big day, chodesh, and so on, that's only midirabbanan. That's not minatir. And Tosfos says Simchas Yom Tov bizmanazeh doesn't exist minatir. It's only midirabbanan because the only way to fulfill Simchas Yom Tov b'deraisa is by eating besar karbonis. So they're both derabbanan. Simchas Yontif is derabbanan. Avel is derabbanan. So that answer, Osig Daraisa V'dach Rabbanan, doesn't apply. So that's where the Gemara had to come up with this other answer. You got to understand it. Why Osig Yasid Derabbanan, V'dach Yasid Diachir? And the other Rishayim disagree with Taisa. They say, like our Taisa says, Simchas Yontif is fulfilled Daraisa even Bizman Azeh with a big Ditzivainim, with Kiddik Vayis Vegoizim. You give the children things that they make them happy. It's not that the only, one and only way to fulfill Simchas Yontif is by having Sar Shlomim. By doing other things is also Simchas Yontif. So why didn't the Gemara give the answer? Asi Yesed Deraisa V'doch Yesed Derabbanan. Apparently, Avelus Yom Rishon is Deraisa. Because you have a din, you have a din. An Einen is not allowed to eat Maser Sheni. It's a Lo Echal Tebiyoni Mimenu. When you say the Vidoi Maser, Erev Pesach of the fourth year. Erev Pesach of the seventh year in the Shemitah cycle. So Erev Pesach, the farmer, if he fulfilled, if he observed all the mitzvahs properly, if he didn't observe it, he can't say it's not true. But if he did, so he says, "Biati Hakodesh Merabai Zugam Nesatim La Levi Le'avatim Imitzech Lo Shachachti La'Chata Biyan Menu La'Biyatim Menu V'Tami." He says he did all the dinim properly. Why is it called Vidoi Maaser? He says he did everything. Vidoi, usually you admit that you did an aver. Here you're making a statement that you did all the mitzvahs properly. So that's a big discussion. The Tesis Yontif raises that issue and in Spirish HaMishnayis. And Rav Soloveitchik once gave a drasha to the Mizrahi about that. Why is it called Vidoi Maisa? Why is it called, should be called Mikra Kriyas Maisa, like Mikra Bikurim? So that's a discussion. So, so a group of Rishonim say that there is a din of aninus, the Yom HaMisav HaKfura would be the Rambam Paschal, the Rambam and the Rif and the Goinim and the Mechaber of Yosef Karib Paschal is like that. That Abelis Yom Rishon is the Raisa if it's Yom HaMisav HaKfura. If it's not Yom HaMisav, usually by us it's not the same. Usually a person dies one way, one day, and then you bury him the next day. So it's already not Yom HaMisav HaKfura. So by us it'll never be Abelis Yom Rishon the Raisa. Today, the children live in Arba Kampus HaOretz, and you want to notify, you want to call on the telephone, you want to send emails, so everybody comes in. Years ago, the people in the city came to attend the funerals, right? There's no way of notifying the people. There was no telephone, there was no telegraph. You can notify the whole world to come to the funeral. So a person died, they buried him on the same day. But the Mishnah says, even though there's a prohibition, a solid nevlosai, supposed to bury a person, bury before the shkia. And if you didn't bury before the shkia, then you shouldn't wait till after alos hashachar the next morning. So that's only if you don't have a good cause. But if you were mailing the mace in order to get more people to attend the funeral, in order that the children should come, so then the Mishnah says that is mutter. There's no reason. So by us, you rarely have. You hardly ever have yom hamisa b'hakfur. So that, because of this kasha, why didn't the Gemara give the answer? So the Rishonim gave this big split. So the Geonim and the Rif and the Rambam came up with the answer. We want to tell you that even Avelus Yom Rishon is not noeg on Yontif. Avelus Yom Rishon is deraisa. So you can't say Asi Yesed deraisa v'doch Yesed derabanan. Avelus Yom Rishon is deraisa. And the Bali Atesu hold that nothing is deraisa. Bali Atesu were aware that the Goinim held Tesis in Erevin quotes the Goinim, that Avelus Yom Rishon is deraisa, and they quote from the Goinim, and they still say, Sofek Avelus Lehokal. Sofek Avelus Lehokal, the Ramban, in the Torah Sa'odom, Sefer Torah Sa'odom, Ramban quotes the Tesis in Erevin that we have, where Tesis quotes the Tshuvas HaGoinim, that Sofek Avelus Lehokal is not because Avelus is the Rabbanan. Even if it's Avelus Yom Rishon, which according to the Goinim is deraisa, you still say Sofek Avelus Lahakam. Like you say, Sofek Mamzer is Mutta Menatara. Sofek B'chutzlaretz is Mutta Menatara. There are certain cases where the din is deraisa, and you still say Sofek is Mutta. So Tesis quotes that from the Goinim. So that's a big machlok. So Mechab ben Rama and Shulchan Aruch. Mechab ben Paschim like the Rif and the Rama and the Goinim, that Avelus Yom Rishon is deraisa. And he holds, and the Mechaber holds from the Klal. Osi Yesed Deraisa V'Doch Yesed Derabanan. So that's why the Mechaber writes a din that's from the Baal Halachas Gedolos. The Bahag writes like this. If someone dies on the last day, Yontif, Yontif Sheni Shel Golias, and you bury him on the same day, On Yantav Rishon, you can bury only Ayidei Amamim, Ayidei Nachrin. On Yantav Sheni, you can even bury Ayidei Yisrael. So someone dies and is buried on the second day Yantav. So you have a conflict. You have Avelis Yom Rishon, Yom Amis Bahagvura, Avelis Yom Rishon Deraisa, and then you have Simchas Yantav Derabanan. Yantav Sheni Shagolis is only Derabanan. If it's the second day Pesach or the second day Sukkah, so it's Chalamayit. Menachar it's Chalamayit. So Chalamayit is Simcha Deraisa. But it was the last day Pesach, the eighth day Pesach, or the ninth day Sukkot, or the second day Shavuos, or the second day Rosh Hashanah. So then the whole Yontav is only the Rabbanan. So it's only Simcha the Rabbanan. So the Mechaber quotes the halacha, the Bahag's opinion, that if it's Avelus Yom Rishon, Yom Amisa V'Hakvura, Osi Esei Deraisa, Osi Esei Deraisa of Avelus Yom Rishon, V'Dochi Esei the Rabbanan of Simchas Yontav. That cloud takes precedence over Osi Esed the Rab Madoche Esed the Yoch. That's a stronger cloud. So the Mechaber writes that if a person dies and is buried on Yantav Sheni Shel Golius, that Menatara is Chol, it's after Yantav is all over, then you do observe Avelus Yom Rishon on the last day Yantav. Because Osi Esed the Raisa, Madoche Esed the Rab. And the Ramah says we don't pass on like that, we pass on like Tesis. That all Avelus, even Avelus Yom Rishon, is only the Rabbanim. The Gemara has a din that the Ovel Yom Rishon is not allowed to wear tefillin. Means after the Kfura, before the Kfura is not allowed to wear tzitzit seed, and not allowed to, a person wakes up, let's say, my mother died at night. So the next, when I woke up the next morning, I wasn't allowed to put on an Arba Kamfas. Anoinen, Mishim Meis Muto Lefanov, not allowed to put on an Arba Kamfas. After the Kfura, so then you're allowed to do mitzvahs, but after the Kfura, you're allowed to do mitzvahs, but you're not allowed to put on tefillin. Ovel Yom Rishon is not allowed to put on tefillin. So there was an opinion, the Ramban in the Torah Sodom quote, there was an opinion that according to those Rishonim who hold that Avelus Yom Rishon is Daraisa, it's only if it's Yom HaMisa BeHakvura, only if it's the same day. So that's the din that Ovel Yom Rishon doesn't wear tefillin, only if it's Yom HaMisa BeHakvura. But if the Misa was yesterday and the Kvura is today, so there was an opinion that that's not called Ovel Yom Rishon, Einam Minyach Tefillin. Only if it's Avedus Daraisa, if it's Yom HaMisa BeHakvura. But the Ashkenazim don't follow that opinion, Michlal. We follow the Ramah, quotes from the Balei HaTosfos. We follow the Psak of the Balei HaTosfos. Even Avedus Yom Rishon, if it's Yom HaMisa BeHakvura, it's also only the Rabbanim. So that's why the Pashtus is that according to Ashkenazim, the dinner of Ovel Yom Rishon, Einam Minyach Tefillin, is not because it's Avedus Daraisa, even if it's not Yom HaMisa BeHakvura. Some have the practice that if it's not Yom HaMisa BeHakvura, they'll put on tefillin without a bracha, because that's what it says in Chayodim. Choch Mesodim writes like that. But the Pashto says that it's very difficult. The Pashto said that, like the Ramban wrote in the Torah Sodom, that shita, that you don't wear tefillin, over Yom Rishon doesn't wear tefillin, only if it's Yom HaMisa BeHakvura, is only Nemar, that shita only is within the shita Sagainim, that Yom HaMisa BeHakvura is Abed Daraisa. So it's only when it's Avelus Daraisa, then you don't wait for him. But the Ashkenazim don't follow that psak. The Goinim, the Sfardim, the Mechaber, follows that psak. That Avelus Yom Rishon is Daraisa if it's Yom HaMisa BeHakvura. But Ashkenazim don't follow that psak. So this issue that Tosfos raised, why didn't the Gemara explain that one doesn't observe Avelus per regel because Osi Esei Simchas Yantav is Daraisa? And Doich Avelus Rabbanan. So the two answers that they gave is a major machloikis. Tosfos said because Simchas Yantav Bizman is only the Rabbanan. The only way to fulfill Simcha Deraisa is by eating B'sar Shlomin. And the other, the Chaf Misvarat, gave the answer that they got from the Goinim, that Avelus Yom Rishon is Deraisa. So the Gemara had to give the explanation why one doesn't even observe Avelus Yom Rishon on Yantav. So they had to give the reason. Osi Esed the Rabbim, Doche Esed the Yochid. Okay, and then we mentioned yesterday that Tosfos quotes the Gemara, the last few words in Tosfos, the bottom line in Tosfos on Vav Amud Beis, the Be'ilin Zvicha B'Shas Simcha, we require, in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Simchas Yontav, you have to eat B'sar Kachim, and you have to shech the Karbonis Boregel. If you shech the Karbon on Erev Yontav, you eat the flesh, Leil Yontav, So Tosfos quotes the Gemara that you're not Yotzi. So you should know the Rambam does not paskan like that. The Rambam holds that that was an idea that was nitche in the Gemara. That was a, there was an opinion like that, but it was nitche in the Gemara. Okay, so now we learned basically the whole Gemara about the Baal Teacher. So on Zayin Amid Aleph, the Gemara quotes the second line from the top. Tan Rabbanan Be'echad Benissen is Rosh Hashanah Lechadoshim. That's whatever it says in the Chumash, Achadosh Arishon, Achadosh Hasheni, they're counting the Nissen. The Gemara proves it from Psukim from Tanakh. Psukim from Tanakh, yeah. So the Ramban on Chumash quotes the same Yerushalmi that Tosfos quotes. Tosfos here, the second Tosfos, Medivya Kabbalah, Lamadna on Zayin Amid Aleph, they quote Yerushalmi, Shmos Chadosh Mehelo Yimohan Yibovel. Until they came back from Golas Bovel, they didn't have names, Nisan, Yer, Sibin, and so on. They had numbers for the months. It was a Chodesh Arish and a Chodesh Hasheni. When they made a Shana Mul Beris, it wasn't Od Arish and Od Hasheni. It was a Chodesh Hashneimos, a Chodesh Hashlosha Asa. So let's say a person was born in a Chodesh Hashneimasar. Moshe Rabbeinu was born on Zayin Adar. It didn't exist. There was no Adar. Adar came into existence at the end of the 7 years of Golas Bavel, when they came back from Bavel. Some of the Maskilim write that you see from the Yerushalmi that there was always assimilation, that the Jews were always picking up things when they go in. And some of the names of the Chadoshim are names of Avodah Zarah. Elul. Elul means Elil. Avodah Zarah. Tammuz is the name of an Avodah Zarah. So this is a sign of assimilation. So Ramban HaChumash doesn't agree with the Maskilim. Ramban HaChumash writes that the Chachamim, when they came back from Golas Babel, felt that this is a kiyum of the mitzvah of Achayosh HaZalachem Rosh Chadoshim. Why is Nisan Rosh Chadoshim? Because we want to incorporate Gulas Mitzrayim into the Luach. And Benisan Nigalu, Benisan Asinim Nigal, Nisan was the Chodesh HaGula. So that's why the Chodesh HaRishon is Nisan. So when they had the Gula from Golas Bavel, when they came back from Golas Bavel, there was also a Gula. So they felt as Chelek of the Mitzvah, V'Chodesh HaZalachem Rosh Chodoshim, they should incorporate a Zechet to the Gula from Golas Bavel by adding on Shmos Chodoshim. So they added on. So that's a question. They added on, so you have two systems. You have Chodesh HaRishon, Chodesh HaSheni, Chodesh HaShlishi, and you also have Nisan, Nisan, and Tamazov, or they replaced it. Or instead of the months having numbers, now instead, the months have names, they don't have numbers. So in Mechap and Afkamina as follows. Let's say Moshe Rabbeinu, we say, was born on Zayin Adar, and he died on Zayin Adar. What do you mean it was born Zayin Adar? There was no Adar. Adar came at the end of the 7 years ago. It means it was born in Zayin L'Chodesh Yud Beis. So let's say 13 years later would be a Shana Me'uberes. It's going to be a Chodesh Yud Gimel also. So Moshe Rabbeinu was born on Zayin L'Chodesh Shnei Masar. So when does he become Bar Mitzvah? Why should he become Bar Mitzvah Zayin Adar Sheni? There is no other reason Adar Sheni. It's Zayin L'Chodesh HaShlosh HaAsar. What does it have to do with him? He was born Zayin L'Chodesh HaShnei Masar. So the din is in the Gemara. So when, let's say, in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, if the year that he was born was a Shana Pshuta and he becomes Bar Mitzvah and a Shana Mu'uberes, let's say, for argument's sake, so what day would he become Bar Mitzvah? So the din is he become Bar Mitzvah, Yud Gimel Shana V'Yom Echad. What does it mean, Yom Echad? So we spoke about it already, that a lot of people, the Mishlei Melech says, a lot of people, Rav Soloveitchik used to mention this, a lot of people make a mistake. They think that a child is born Zayin Adar, becomes Bar Mitzvah 13 years later, on Ches Adar. Yom Echad means another day. So the Mishlei Melech, Rav Soloveitchik, we quote, Mishlei Melech said that's a mistake. 13 years later, Vav Adar is the last day of the 13th year. Zayin Adar is already the first day of the 14th year. So the child becomes, a boy becomes Bar Mitzvah the first day in the 14th year. It's not really true. He becomes Bar Mitzvah at the age 13. Becomes Bar Mitzvah the first day in the 14th year, which is Zayin Adar after 13 years. So let's say, and a girl becomes Bas Mitzvah at Yud Beis Shana V'Yom Echad. Yud Beis Shana V'Yom Echad means the first day in the 13th year. So let's say Moshe Rabbeinu was born, let's say for argument's sake, on Hashana Pshuta, on Zayin L'Chodesh HaShnei Masa. And let's say for argument's sake, in Yiddish folklore, they ask that kasha. Moshe Rabbeinu is born on Zayin Adar and died on Zayin Adar. When do you have time to do all the esamakas? He died the same day that he was born. How can it be? The answer was 120 years later. But in Yiddish folklore, they have this joke. When do they have time to do all the esamakas? And the answer was, it's Shana Mu'baris. He had a whole month to do everything. That's the joke in Yiddish folklore. So let's say if Moshe Rabbeinu was born in Zayin L'Chodesh HaShlemos and Shana Pshuta, and he comes by mitzvah in the Shana Mu'baris. So when would he become bar mitzvah? You have to wait till the first day in the 14th year. When is the first day in the 14th year? So you can't say Zayin HaChodesh HaShneimos. It's already the beginning of the next year, but you have a Chodesh. This year you're going to have a Chodesh HaShlosha Osar. So Mistameh, he would become bar mitzvah an Echad L'Chodesh HaRishon, Echad Nissen, probably. Let's first do the other way. Let's first argue the other way. Let's say a boy is born before the days of Ezra. Ezra came back, and Shmos Chodesh Me'elimai Mi'Bava. We have other Rishon, other Sheni. Let's say before the days of Ezra, there is no other Rishon, other Sheni. It's a Chodesh HaShneimos, a Chodesh HaShloshos. So let's say a boy is born. Let's say a boy is born on Zion or the Sheni before, means Zion, Chodesh HaShlosha Asar. Then he becomes a bar mitzvah in the Shana Pshuta. So there is no Chodesh HaShlosha Asar. So when does it become bar mitzvah? When is the first day in the 14th year? So you can't say he becomes bar mitzvah on Zion or Chodesh HaShemasar. He was born on Chodesh HaShlosha Asar. So he probably becomes bar mitzvah the first day in the 14th year. So probably become bar mitzvah. Echad l'ch nissen means echad l'chodesh harishon. Because this year there are only 12 months. He was born when there were 13 months, and this year there are only 12 months. So when do you begin the 14th year? Echad l'chodesh harishon probably. So all the children born in Hashana Me'uberis and Chodesh HaShlosha Asar will all become bar mitzvah. Some were born on the first day, some were born on the second day, some were born 29th day. All of the children born on all the 29 days of Adar Sheni, before Adar Sheni existed, when it used to be known as Chodesh HaShlosha Asar, will all become bar mitzvah on the same day, Echad B'Nissen. That's the first day in the 14th year. Mistame. And what if it was to be the reverse?
I thought it goes by definition a year. So whatever the length of the year, whatever length of the year is.
So what is the length of the year? But he so usually
not a particular year, it's a shorter year, it's a longer year, whatever, but it's still a year.
If he would be born in the Chodesh HaAsiri, so the year, the beginning of the 14th year, let's say he was born in Zion the Chodesh HaAsiri. So he becomes bar mitzvah Zion the Chodesh HaAsiri in the 13th year, because the Zion the Chodesh HaAsiri, the first day in the 14th year. But then they were all born, all the children were born in the Shana Mu'baris, the Chodesh Ayud Gimel. So the, and then 13 years later, there is no Chodesh Ayud Gimel.
But I thought it's a din in the year. You know, the year is up.
So when is the year up? But he was born in the year when there was a Chodesh HaShlosha Asar. So when is the year up? How can you say it's up in Chodesh HaShneimos Asar? It's nothing to do with when he was born. He says 13 years later. Fine. It's clearly 13 years later. Because on the calendar, a year went by. But then, when is the beginning of the 14th year for him? So should have been, he was born on Zayin L'Chodesh HaShlosha Asar. But there is no Chodesh HaShlosha Asar. So when is the beginning of the next year? So Mistam is going to be Rosh Chodesh of the Chodesh HaRishon. So all the children born in the last 29 days in the Shnas HaIbur and the Chodesh HaYud Gimel will all become by mitzvah on the same day. After they changed the system, so that's the question. When Ezra came along and he came back from Golus Bavel, introduced Shmos Chodesh Me'elimai Mi'Bavel, so did he change the Din Deraisa? Or no, the Din Deraisa still remains the same. He added on Shmos Chodesh. So let's say Shmos, we'll get to the answer in a minute. He added on Shmos Chodesh, so there's an Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni. So the question is, which one is the real Adar? What kind of language is that? Which is the real Adar? So in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Tainis, they have an idea that the Baalei HaTosfos used to have, that people would fast on a Yahrzeit. After the Baal Shem Tov came, so the whole world changed. So instead of fasting on a Yahrzeit, so by the Hasidim, it's a Yom of the Hilula, like a Chasan, a Yom of the Hilula is a wedding, because the Zohar says that when a holy, pure soul goes back to heaven, HaKadosh Baruch Hu rejoices over the receiving of the soul. It's so pure, like the Chasan rejoices when he marries the Kala. So it's a Yom de Hilula. So everybody eats. But there used to be a practice in the days of the Shulchan Aruch, before the Hasidim came along, people used to fast. Baalei HaTosfos used to fast on a Yahrzeit. So the question is, what if someone dies in a...
It isn't from the Gemara, Yom Shemei Spavu. You know, it's rooted in the Gemara.
Yes, based on a Gemara, yeah. But the Hasidim did away with that Gemara. The Hasidim don't fast on a Yahrzeit, they throw a party, yeah. We used to have Mendel Gottesman's Yahrzeit. Always used to be a Sorbet Tevis, not a Sorbet Tevis, Test Tevis or something. It was the day that they translated the Targum HaShivim. It's in the Shulchan Aruch, it's around Sorbet Tevis. I already forgot the day. So every year, they would...
I think it was 3 days in a row, right?
Yeah. So the Gottesman children would always come to the yeshiva every year, and someone from the Kollel would learn Mishnayos in Mikvos, Osias Neshama, the four Mishnayos in the Perek about Maim Shuvim, and then they would have a whole Suda in the cafeteria. And then they followed that practice even years after the children died. The grandchildren used to come. Now they haven't done it many years. So that was the influence of the Baal Shem Tov, based on the Zohar, that they don't fast. But then the Gemara said, Yom Shemes Ba'aviv, used to fast, and the days of Baal HaDeis, he used to fast on the Yahrzeit. So the Shaila is, a person died in Adar Rishon, and this year is the Shana Mu'beres. So when does one observe the Yahrzeit? So there's a Machlokes in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechab and the Ramah, but they observe the Yahrzeit in Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni. What's the Machlokes? So the commentaries explain what. There's a Mishnah in the Dorim that a person says he takes a neder, he's not going to eat potato chips till after the month of Adar. But he's not going to eat till the beginning of Adar. So in Loshen Ben Yod, Ben Yodam Halochach Loshen Ben Yodam. So the Samachloik is in Neder, what is the Loshen Ben Yodam? It's a Machloik is Hatanayim, whether Adar Rishon Ben Loshen Ben Yodam or Adar Sheni. Or if a person has a shtar, let's say someone's getting married, Rabbi Natam's daughter, I think, got married in Hashanah Mu'beres in Adar, Tosis quotes there in the Dorim. So the question is, when do you write Adar? Adar Stam is Adar Rishon, Adar Stam is Adar Sheni. So just like in the Dorim, it depends on Lashem HaYadim. When you write a shtar, also depends on Lashem HaYadim. Or a person writes a shtar, and he says, I rent you the house until the end of Chodesh Adar. And he didn't say Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni. So which is Adar Stam? Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni? So the Lashem HaYadim determines it by Nidorim, but Nidorim halacha Lashem HaYadim, and you interpret a shtar, because the shtar is written by Lashem HaYadim. So since the Dorim are determined by Lashem HaYadim, and fasting on a Yahrzeit is like a neder, the person is in the minig, is in the practice of fasting, so a minig is binding mitam neder, and neder depends on Lashem HaYadim. So that's the question, by Lashem HaYadim, which is Ador? The parent died in a Shana Pshuta in a Chodesh Ador, and now it's a Shana Maber, so which of the two is Ador? So that's the Machlag Zemachab of the Ramah. Then the Ramah says, but the minig really developed that you fast both, in Adar Rishon and in Adar Sheni. So what is that based on? So if you would ask me, I would have said Pashtus, because it's a suffix with Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni, so you want to say you fast on both. So the Vilna Gaon writes not so. When the Ramah recommends you should fast both, it's not Bitoris suffix, but it's rather Bitoris Vadai. How can it be Bitoris Vadai? So the Groa quotes, Rav Soloveitchik explained this in Shir, the Groa quotes the Gemara Megillah in the first parish. Gemara has a discussion, when do you read the Megillah? When do you observe the Yantav HaPurim? Do you observe in Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni? So we know we observe Adar Sheni. But the Gemara has the following presentation. On the one hand and on the other hand. On the one hand, Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvah. So if you have the opportunity to observe Purim and Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni, to observe in Adar Rishon. On the other hand, maybe you should say Mismukulu Lugula Adifa, since in the month of Nisan we're going to observe Pesach, which is a Yantav of Gula, And Adar is Purim is also about Geula, the Yeshua, the days of Malchut Esther. So perhaps we should observe Adar Sheni. So the Vilna Gaon asks, what kind of explanations are they giving? Why don't they discuss which is the real Adar? Is it Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni? So he says, you see from the Gemara that both are Adar. Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni, they're both Adar. And both of them are Purim. That's what Rabbi Soloveitchik used to say. The Gemara says, Lasa Shalzu Bezu Shalzu Bezu. Whether you live in Shushan or you live in New York, whether you read the Megillah on Tezvav or Yudalid, but there's an Issa Hesper V'tainis on both. And if it's a Shanim who buries them, there are 4 days. There's an Issa Hesper V'tainis, Yudalid Tezvav, or the Rishon Yudalid Tezvav, or the Sheni. So Asalajic would say every year, all 4 days are Purim. It's just a question, which of the 4 days do you fulfill the mitzvah of the Mikra Megillah, Shalchmanis, Matanis, Lavyana? Just like, let's say, Pesach is a yontem that goes for 7 days, but you can make the Seder whenever you please. The Seder has to be the first night of Pesach. And Sukkot is a yontem that goes for 7-8 days, but you can't, you can't just shake the lulav whenever you want. The first day of Sukkot is in the daytime, not in the nighttime, and not the second day, not in Chol Hamoed, but not third, the mitzvah is only the first day. Kach Telchem B'yam HaRishon. And Rosh Hashanah is a yantav a whole day long, but you only blow shofar in the daytime, not in the nighttime. So you see from the Gemara that really all 4 days, if you have Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni, Lesa Shalzeh B'zeh V'Shalzeh B'zeh, all 4 days are Purim. Why? Because both Al Pidin, both are Adar. And Loshem Be'odam, that's a different question. Loshem Be'odam is not always in accordance with Halacha. But you see, Al Pi Halacha, both are Ador, and Al Pi Halacha, all 4 days are Purim, and the Issa Hesper V'tainis applies to all 4 days. But the question is, which of the 4 days do you fulfill the mitzvahs? So, okay, so if you live in a Yeram Kefes Chaim, it's going to be Tezvav. It's going to be your Ari HaProzim, it's going to be on Yud Dalet. And which month is it? So the Gemara says, consideration. On the one hand, on the other hand. So the Vilna Gaon assumes that the fasting on the Yahrzeit is not a question of Loshem B'Neodam. B'Nidorm Halocha Haloshem. He took sort of a nether to fast on the Yahrzeit. He's been observing this for many years. He fasted on the Yahrzeit. So B'Loshem B'Neodam, which is the day? No, it's a real din. When is one obligated to fast if there's an Eis Tzora? So the fact that a relative died on Zayin Adar indicates that that day is a Yom Hadin. It was either a Yom Hadin for the family lost their relative, he died on Zayin Adar, or it's a Yom Hadin for the person who died. Or maybe a Yom Hadin for both for the individual and for the family. So if it was a Yom Hadin, maybe it'll be a Yom Hadin again. So that's why we fast. We want to fast because when you have an Eis Tzora, you're supposed to fast. That this shouldn't be, the Tzora should go away. So that's why we fast. So since both of them, Al Pi Din, are Adar, so B'Toris Vadai, the Vilna Gaon says, B'Toris Vadai, they have to fast both days. Not B'Toris Sofik, but Mesupik, Loshem B'Re'od Mahin, Loshem B'Re'od Maher. So since we're not sure, we may as well fast on both days. No, it's both days you fast because both are Yom Adin. It's all different on understanding. Both are Yom Adin. So that's the question. You say, it wasn't always like that. It wasn't always like that. In the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, before the days that when Ezra came back from Golus Bavel and they introduced Shmos Chadoshim, the months had numbers. So no one's going to say that if they would have introduced Purim then, it wouldn't be Zayin Adar and they both are called Adar. One would be Chodesh HaShneimos and one is Chodesh HaShlosha Asar. This whole idea that they're both called Adar, that's only after they came back from Golus Bavel. So the child is, let's say, a child was born on a Shana Pshuta, and he becomes by now, and he becomes by mitzvah on a Shana Muberes, so does it become, he was born Zayin Adar, so does it become by mitzvah Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni? So he really becomes, which month does it become? So it's in a certain sense, it's a Tata Disaster. This is Adar and that's Adar. On the one hand, he should become by mitzvah the first month, on the other hand, the second month. So you go to Chumrah in both directions. So Mestami should start wearing tefillin from Zion or the Rishon, and you can't be mitzar from to a minyan. You can't say kiddush to be mitzar the others until Adar Sheni. Whenever you have a tarte disasri, like the Ritvan Yumer writes, that Ben Ashmash is not a sophic. We can't figure out when Yom ends and when Lila begins, when the first day ends, when the second day begins. it's both Yom, has elements of Yom and elements of Laila, and because that's a Tarte de Sassari, so you treat it, you act as if it were a Sufik. But it's not really a Sufik. Whenever you have a Tarte de Sassari, you treat it like a Sufik. So here also, you have 2 months that are both Ador, and you have 2 Zion Adors. So maybe you have to treat it like a Tarte de Sassari, treat it like a Sufik. So you should really start wearing tefillin from other region, but you can't be mitzar from Tomim until other Sheni. Treat it as if it were a suffix. So the shaila is,
Rebbe, but when a person becomes bar mitzvah, it's 13 years later. So there could have been, you know, 5 during the 13-year period, it could have been, you know, 5 or 6 to Adars. So when, yeah. I mean, shouldn't we count? You know, he's more than. He's more than 13 then. After 13-year cycle, there could have been a few extra months. So what?
Yeah. The answer is it becomes a bar mitzvah the first day in the 14th year.
Yeah, so, I understand that, but why don't we count?
The Rebbe, we had Rebbe before, said Shana Tamima. Whenever there's a din of 1 year, Shana Tamima, the 365 days. Here it's not 1 year. Here it's 14th year. So the 14th year, you don't go with 365. You don't multiply 365 by 13. You don't do that. You say the first day in the 14th year. So the shaila is, is it really a type of disaster? We say the 2 adors. You say there are 2 adors and it's a type of disaster. You go to Chumah in both directions. But you say, no, they didn't change the din derei. So the din derei is that the Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, all the Yom Tov, all the Din and the Raisa depend on the numbers of the months. Chodesh HaRishon, Chodesh HaSheni, Chodesh HaShneimos, Chodesh HaShlosha Asar. For Din of the Rabbanim, Mikan Alav Bapurim, is a Din of the Rabbanim that was instituted after they changed the Luach. So for the Din of the Rabbanim, you say that you have a Tarte de Sassari. But for Din of the Raisa, maybe you ignore the Shmos Chadoshim. So there's the Rambam, lists up on his opinion in the Pirush HaMishnayos, the Sanhedrin, the Rambam lists up on his opinion are the 13 Ikari HaEmunah. And the Sefer HaYikarim by Rabbi Yosef Balbo, he disagrees with the Rambam. He thinks that basically there are only 3 Ikarim. He disagrees with one of the Ikarim. He says you can combine them all together. They boil down to 3. But then he disagrees with one of the Ikarim of them. He says it's not true. The Rambam says, the laws of the Torah never change. So he says, here you see that the law changed. Ezra came and he changed the whole system. Instead of numbers for the months, he changed it that it's names for the months. So that's the question. Is it really true? Ezra changed it? So he said, there is no such din. The Rambam makes a big tzimis about that. The Rambam says, the only Navi who tells Dinim the Doris is Moshe Rabbeinu, and the others only have Hayrasha. And that's we mentioned yesterday, I think. That's the concluding pasuk in Chumash Vayikra. The concluding pasuk in Chumash Bamidbar is practically the same. And the Marsha and the first daf in Megillah is not sure which pasuk the Gemara was quoting, but the Gemara quotes a pasuk, Eilah HaMitzvah, these and only me, these are the Dinim that are binding throughout all the future generations, because they were given through Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu the only one. No other Navi can change anything. So the Rambam got that ikar from the Gemara, the first daf in Megillah. So the Pashto said, you can say, not like the Ikarim, the Shmos Chadoshim were over and above. The numbers of the months still remain the numbers of the months. The months have numbers. And for Dinim the Rabbanan, we go by the names of the months. But for Dinim the Raisa, we go with the numbers of the months. So that's not so clear. When a child is born, and again, in a Shana Me'uberis, in Od Hasheni, and he comes by mitzvah, in Shana Pshuta, exactly when does he become by mitzvah? When is the beginning of the 14th year? You can't say the beginning of the 14th year. You say, if you say they changed it over, he was born in Chodesh Ador. He was born Zayin Ador, Sheni. But Od Rishon and Sheni, they're both Ador. That's what the Gro said from the other, they're both Ador. He becomes bar mitzvah in a year with only 1 Ador. So then we assume he becomes bar mitzvah on Zion Ador. That's the beginning of the 14th year. But if you don't go with the names of the months, so the names of the months that was added in addition to numbers of the month. He was really born on Zayin L'Chodesh HaShlosh HaAser. He becomes Bar Mitzvah in the year where there is no Chodesh HaShlosh HaAser. So the Pashto says, before the days of Ezra, all the children born in the Chodesh HaIbur and the Shana and the year of the Bar Mitzvah is a Shana Pshuta, they probably became Rish Bar Mitzvah and Rish Chodesh Nissan. So that should be the Din Bizman HaZeh also. It's not so clear. There's a part of these dinim as a big machlekes and achrayim, and part of the machlekes depends on this issue, whether like Rav Yosef Albo assumes in Sefer Yikarim that they changed it in the days of Ezra instead of the months having numbers, the months have names, and Yom Kippur is the 10th of Tishrei, or not? Yom Kippur is the 10th of the Chodesh HaShvi'i, and Sukkah is the 15th of Tishrei or the 15th of the Chodesh HaShvi'i. Did they really change the din there, right? So that's not discussed in the Gemara. That's discussed. Rabbi Yosef Albo raises the issue. It's an issue. Okay, believe that tomorrow we will continue.
Doesn't Tosa say in Megillah that based on the Pesukim in Megillah Esther, which identifies both the month and the name, the number and the name?
Yeah.
Chodesh name also Chodesh Adar, Chodesh Shvishu, Chodesh Sivan.
Yeah.
So that's why Adar is the extra one, according to one day. So doesn't that show that they did maintain both?
Okay, so it's not like Rabbi Yosef Albo.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It doesn't sound like they maintained both.
Yeah, he thinks that they changed it. He thinks that this fact, that they Shmos Chadosh and Malamam Baba, he thinks that shows that the Ramam Zikr is not true, that you can't change it in their eyes. And you're saying they never changed it. But in the Gita, the din of the Raisa, they left the old system. But you get the new din of Mikan al-Abo. If you're an event, the Yantav HaPurim, Mikan al-Abo, you say maybe if you have the right to say it depends on the name of the month. It doesn't have to depend on the number. Okay.
Tosis comes out more like the Rambam. That Tosis comes out more like the Rambam.
No, Tosis is just proving that Eim Arbim El Ador. They're just proving you only make Ibur in Ador. And the day of Shosh Rabbeinu, you're not Ma'aber Ador. The Chodesh HaShlosh HaAser is the Chodesh HaIbur. After they gave names for the months, and they only gave 12 names, they never gave a 13th. So we give, that's our derishon, our Dersheni. Then the Gros says that both are Ador. That's why all 4 days are Purim. All 4 days also behest b'vitainis. You just have to pick which of the 4 days do you observe the mitzvahs. Okay, that's a question. Whether do you have the ability to change it in their eyes?
Rabbi, I think there's a Ramban on Chumash that talks about the numbers and the names, and I think he says it's Ika and Tufel. Do you remember that? The Ramban on that?
I'll have to look on your Sefer. I don't remember. Okay.
May I please ask you a question?
Yes.
To answer the question of why it says essay the Rambam, so you said the Gonim say they're both the Raisa, Tosa says they're both the Rabbanon. So what were you bringing out from Rabbi Lazar's Meshachar Avdo? That it's not a question at all.
Some Rishonim hold that it's not true. There is no such call. Os yesed the Raisa, Os yesed the Rabbanon. Once in a while you have an essay the Rabbanon, is there an essay the Raisa.
So that was a third, like a third teret.
Yeah, they're denying the whole kasha. They say the whole premise is not true. So that's a debate in Tosfos. And on the assumption that there is such a klal, so then it's machlega. How do you answer it? Do you answer that Simcha Siyanta Bizman is Ezra Rabban? Do you answer that Ezra Siyambishan is Ezra
Isa? Right. Okay. Thank you.
Rabbi, how can you learn from the Gemara and Brachos that there's no klal of an assay deraisa is not duchel assay of derabanan? Over there it says that mitzvah derabim is shiny. Over here by Avelis, the derabanan is a mitzvah. It's an assay deyachid. It doesn't apply over there. It's talking about a minion, which is a mitzvah derabim. So the Gemara thought it was stronger.
Okay, it's a good kasha. Maybe it's only assay derabim. Okay,
I think the Gemara says mitzvah derabim shiny. I think.
Yes. Good question. Very good question. Okay. Good. Very good.
Rabbi, also, according to the Gra, who holds that both Adars are Adar Vadai, Yeah. Why wouldn't the boy who becomes bar mitzvah, why wouldn't we say that he's mistarek to a minyan and other rishon? If daraisa, he's already considered a bar mitzvah.
It's probably considered a taita disaster because you can't have both aradar. So on the one hand, all the rishon is adar, on the other hand, all the shein is adar. So whenever you have a taita disaster, you treat it as if it were a suffix. Isn't really a suffix. Whenever taita disaster, you treat it like a suffix. Very good. Okay. So we'll continue tomorrow.
Anybody know where the Rambam is?